News by remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The first U.S. presidential debate between Republican incumbent Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden is Tuesday, and the candidates are getting ready. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Each campaign is promising a stark contrast in policy, personality, and preparation. President Trump has decided to skip any formal prep, while Joe Biden has been holding mock debate sessions with a Trump stand-in. Actually, in previous years, the stand-in substitutes have actually donned a Trump costume, but not this time. He's only representing the Republicans' style and expected strategy. The 90-minute debate, moderated by Fox News host Chris Wallace, is the first of three scheduled presidential debates. Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris, Biden's running mate, will also debate in October. I'm Julie Walker.
An in-depth newspaper report claims President Trump did not pay any income taxes 10 of the past 15 years. The New York Times said Mr. Trump didn't pay during that time because he reported losing more income than he made. At a White House news conference, President Trump says information about his taxes, quote, will all be revealed, end quote, though he acknowledged fighting efforts, including from Congress, for access to his returns.
They're doing their assessment. We've been negotiating for a long time. Things get settled, like in the IRS. But right now, when you're under audit, you don't do it. You don't do that.
The European Union and Britain began a decisive week of talks Monday in Brussels. Both said a post-Brexit deal was still some way off, and differences persisted over putting in place their earlier divorce deal. Britain left the EU last January and is locked in negotiations on a new trade deal starting in 2021, as well as on implementing the divorce. This is VOA News. Uber can keep operating in London after the ride-hailing company won a court appeal against the refusal by transit regulators to renew its license. AP's Charles de la Desma reports.
The American company had challenged Transport for London's decision in late 2019 not to renew its private hire vehicle, or PHV, operating license over safety concerns involving imposter drivers. The magistrate says he took into account Uber's efforts to improve oversight and didn't find any evidence of a cover-up of the earlier driver photo fraud problem. However, he says he wants to hear from lawyers from both sides before deciding how long Uber's license should be and under what conditions it should operate. Charles de la Desma, London.
Taiwan said Monday the European Union had stepped in to help after a global alliance of mayors stopped referring to Taiwanese cities as part of China, in a rare win for the island amid growing Chinese pressure. China has ramped up efforts to get international groups and companies to refer on their websites and in official documents to democratic, self-ruled Taiwan as being part of China, to the ire of Taiwan's government and many of its people. Jihadists have attacked a convoy of a regional governor in Nigeria's rest of northeast just 2 days after a similar ambush targeting him left 30 dead, two security sources said Monday. They said fighters from the Islamic State West Africa province, a splinter group of the Boko Haram jihadist group, opened fire Sunday on the convoy of Borno's state governor near the town of Baga. A clash between Madrid's regional authorities and the Spanish government over how to contain the city's surging coronavirus caseload is provoking growing discontent among residents in poorer areas. Those residents say they've been unfairly targeted. Madrid extended a partial lockdown Friday to 45 districts with high infection rates, the majority of which are in low-income neighborhoods, prompting accusations of class discrimination. But the region's conservative leaders reject the left-wing national government's recommendation to reimpose citywide restrictions. A curfew imposed to curb the spread of coronavirus has been lifted in the Australian city of Melbourne. The Victorian state government has said that a fall in the number of infections is allowing them to gradually relax other restrictions. The next step could be taken earlier than its scheduled date of October 26th. To achieve a COVID normal status, Victoria would need to have recorded no new infections for 28 days. Residents of a Mombasa slum won a landmark payout in July over pollution by a lead smelter that poisoned locals. Kenya's government was ordered to pay $12 million to residents within 90 days because of its failure to enforce environmental regulations, but they decided to appeal the decision. I'm Diane Robinson.
VOA 1.